Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Massachusetts senators are being called back into formal session this afternoon. They'll address the sexual misconduct allegations against the husband of Senate President Stan Rosenberg. Four men have told the Boston Globe that Brian Hefner sexually assaulted or harassed them, and they say Hefner claimed that he could influence matters before the Senate. WBUR State House reporter Steve Brown joins us to explain what's happening today. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Deb.
So what are the senators being asked to do today?
They're being asked to authorize a special investigator to look into those allegations about the sexual conduct and the effects on the Senate. The majority leader and the minority leader are working together to select an outsider to serve as the investigator. Neither Stan Rosenberg nor his staff will be involved in the process. As a matter of fact, they won't even be present in the caucuses or at the session. Minority Leader Bruce Tarr said on Friday that they want to bring in someone from the outside to make sure that there is no conflict of interest. They're looking for someone not only with investigative experience, but someone who knows how the Senate operates and is knowledgeable with sexual harassment laws.
And also on Friday, Rosenberg spoke with reporters. What did he say about these allegations, Steve?
He was adamant when he said that Brian Hefner is in no way influencing Senate business. He said if his husband said that, he should not have. Rosenberg pledged that he'll cooperate with the investigation, and he believes that it will conclude that Hefner did not have any influence over the way the Senate operates. He told reporters that he was shocked by the allegations and said the Senate maintains a zero-tolerance policy for sexual harassment and will always encourage people to come forward to any authority they feel comfortable with without fear of retribution.
Over the weekend, Steve, one senator called for Rosenberg to step aside. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was Andover State Senator Barbara Letalian. She thinks that it would help maintain full transparency as the investigation unfolds. Letalian says she will talk with her colleagues during the private caucus before the Senate goes into session this afternoon.
Hopefully that will be the opportunity for all of us to feel comfortable to have free-ranging and broad discussion about this issue.
Now, so far, Letalian is the only one calling for Rosenberg to step aside. He is showing no signs that he will do that. We also should note that Letalian is one of several candidates running to succeed retiring Congresswoman Nikki Tsongas. The Senate president does have a lot of support within the Senate. Yesterday, Boston Senator Sonia Chang-Diaz issued a statement supporting the investigation, but pointing out the limits such an investigation would have. She said the Senate has no jurisdiction over Brian Hefner. She goes on to say, quote, "I have found Stan Rosenberg to be a principled and deeply compassionate human being who defends the interests of victims across the board. And as an institutional leader, I have seen him put enormous initiative into building a culture of transparency, professionalism, and respect in the Senate."
And Steve, the Senate president's leadership, though, has been questioned before because of another incident with his husband, Brian Hefner.
That's right. That's why he needs to regain the Senate's trust. Back in 2014, just before being elected Senate president, Rosenberg responded to reports that Hefner was boasting about his influence on Senate affairs. There was no investigation at the time. The two were a domestic couple. Rosenberg vowed to create what he called a firewall between his personal and professional life.
WBUR Steve Brown, thanks very much.
Thanks, Deb.
And Steve will be reporting from the State House this afternoon, and you can hear the latest on WBUR's All Things Considered.